Well, I was just really proud of our football team tonight. You know, coming off a tough game on Sunday, going on the road Thursday night, I thought they really responded with a great effort this week in preparation and getting ready for the game. Obviously, I thought both teams played hard, and I was proud of the way our guys played. I thought defensively, you know, we responded, you know, to a good offensive unit, a lot of good skill players, a good offensive team. I thought we played really competitively. Certainly, there's a lot of things in all three areas of the game that we can do better and need to do better. But it's good to come down here and win. And I thought our team really gave a great effort on a short week. So I'm really proud of them for that. Pretty much everything. I mean, they had 100 yards at first half. But they moved the ball some. You know, we made some plays. They made some plays, but I mean, just a lot fewer points. I mean, you know, you got a chance to win, giving up 14 points when we couldn't score much. But you know, it's one of those games. You got to do what you got to do to win, and we did enough to do that. So. No, that was really a tough decision. It's really a tough decision. First down ends the game. We don't have to play anymore. It's a long kick. It was 45 yards, something like that. You know, the wind was challenging. It was a crosswind. So, Steve hit a great ball. I definitely thought about, if we could pick up fourth and three, then the game would be over. That would be it. So one play would end it, but... just felt like the percentage play was the field goal, and Steve came through, our defense came through, but it was, yeah, that's one that, really could have gone either way. And honestly, punting was an option there too. I mean, had it been a couple yards further out, like we did earlier in the quarter, and try to put them down, inside the 5-yard line. Now, field goal would have won, but, out of timeouts, it would have put another, if we could execute it well, put another, 20, 30 yards on the drive. So, that was one of those that there was, some options. It was a tough decision. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, he was on Evans and Malcolm's on Jackson, most of the day. I thought he responded good in the week. I'll look at the film and see how it goes. I mean, Evans got a couple outs. We were in 3-deep zone, so. But I thought Stephon competed well. I thought our whole defense did. McCourty really, had some. He was involved in a lot of plays, and Chung was involved in a lot of plays. Those guys did a good job. That's a good group of skill players, receivers, tight end, quarterback. Those guys are pretty good. Getting ready for him, yeah. He's had a lot of production. He's an impressive guy. I think as a coach, any player you put out on the field, you have confidence in, and you think that they're going to be able to do the job that you ask them to do. Otherwise, you don't put them out there. If at some point you don't feel that way, then probably need to put somebody else out there. So, I mean, that's really true of every position. I wouldn't single out anyone. If I don't feel confident in putting the guy out there, then, I should have somebody else do that at any position. That's the way I feel about it. If I put them out there, then I have confidence that they'll do their job. So, but look, I think Dirk does a great job. He's done a great job with this team. I certainly would not in any way second guess or criticize or comment on any decisions that he makes. I mean, I have enough trouble coaching my own team. We got enough things that we need to work on. There's a lot of things that we can do better. So I'm certainly in no position to, you know, critique anybody else's team. And that is not the answer that I was given. I was speaking for myself.
Coach, it seems like every team in the league is having trouble with their offensive line. Is that a byproduct of not being able to have enough hitting during the week with the new CBA rules?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of things that go into it. So I don't know. I know that as a football team, there's a lot of things that we need to work on in every position. The linemen, the skill guys, the special teams. I mean, the list is pretty comprehensive. Coaching, playing, you know, so fundamentals. So it's a lot of things we need to work on. I wouldn't single out one group. You know, I think Josh did a great job on that, as he always does. Josh, you know, had the game plan today, you know, ready with him and without him. And we played a lot of four wide receivers and, you know, played some other personnel groups that probably more than we would have played, you know, had Rob been at the game. But, you know, it's one of the things Josh does a great job of is having some breadth of the offense with different personnel groups and different people and utilizing different combinations so that if he, you know, needs to move from one to another, you know, he can do that pretty easily. And I thought he did a great job of that. I thought Josh called a great game and did a great job of, you know, handling that kind of the change in personnel as it evolved this week. Yeah, well, we had this 2 weeks in a row. We've had far too many penalties. So, we're obviously not being coached well enough. We have too many mistakes in that area. I got to do a better job, and our team has to do a better job. We can't keep giving opportunities to good football teams and, you know, continually having to overcome them with penalties. So, I got to do a better job of getting that corrected. Okay. Yep. Thank you. All right, good.